Steve McInerney. You might know that quickly. I have. Steve's part of the Health Insight team and wins the award for the longest
breath. Originally, the title, I hadn't actually decided on a title. That was simply the intro. That the information is approved, its quality is probably the key part of Health Insight. There is a lot of rubbish. I'm sure we all get all the Viagra spams on a very regular basis in our inboxes. The idea here is to try and avoid that. Go to Health Insight. We will link you to sites. Here's an example of one of the pages that I did. Here, we didn't do too badly. You know, pretty busy. 1.4 million visitors who accessed about 9.6 million pages. Of those, it's a bit hard to get hard and fast numbers, but about 70 to 80% are estimated to be Australian. So it keeps going up like that. We're accessing about 8,000 to 9,000. The very critical one from my perspective is the monitoring and the evaluation of the website. How do I generate those numbers I just presented to you, and how do we know when the system's up or when it's down or not working properly? And finally, how these three areas all tie into the last one, which is the end goal of system. There are four major groups that make up Health Insight, institutions as well. Various universities and so forth do have a lot of very good information as well. To collect all that information and then present it to the end users, we have the editorial team. They basically do all the content and technical management support and all the content related technical stuff, the running of the servers, the programming, the database of 1400, and growing rapidly. It needs to be available all the time. You cannot have any form of failure. It needs to be easy, fast, reliable, cost-effective. Pretty obviously, there's something that works for all of those, and that is Greece. It's part of the architecture, if you like, of how we solve the communication. Such end users, such as myself, and the other team members can access it. We use IMAP, specifically the product called Courier IMAP, to centralise all our email in a single place, so that people no longer use POP-type arrangements where it stays on their workstation, and when their workstation the editorial team are forever travelling around Australia. Spree came from Qmail, but that's a personal thing. There are other mailman-like list providers as well that are just as good. And Squirrel Mail, there's heaps of different webmail accesses. So the advantage we have with this architecture is if we don't like one of these bits for whatever reason or something else comes along that's better, out goes, in goes a new one. Monitoring and evaluation of these servers is obviously very important as well. Using one of the major, I think there's only one left now, secure gateway providers, you can't typically pump SNMP through the firewalls. You've got to do it some other way. This was the other ways that we did it. I should stress one point to return a page. That's just totally unacceptable. Users for logging. The reports on exceptions, reports on things that happen as just part of a normal business. We use a tool called LogCheck, which basically does this exception reporting for us. It simply watches the logs, and when strange things happen that it's either configured to report on or it doesn't match, we name all our servers after cartoon cats, in case you were wondering. The next major area that we have to monitor is the actual services themselves. To a certain extent, knowing about low-level kernel parameters and so forth is extremely useful, and we do look at those. But the end result is this is a website, and this is a mail, very simple question. Everything else is basically almost irrelevant to that one major as of, whenever it was, I can't quite read, April 7th, I think it is, yep. And we can see here that the server Jerry, down the bottom here, is having an FTP failure. Given that the server Jerry is currently sitting in the server room with no CPU, no memory and no power, we get an email saying, hey, FTP's not working, you need to fix it. We get a few blips where it goes high, but by and large it stays pretty low. The current time is on the far right on both these graphs. The one I will show you and point out to you is the bottom one, which is looking across about the last year of what was happening with Health Insight and how long it took. And we had a huge jump. Well, we sure did all right. We got flattened. They can give you some idea of trends, things going wrong and so forth. The tool that we primarily use to do this is called Orca. It was originally developed primarily based around Solaris systems, but is now expanding into Linux, and I believe even into the various BSDs as well. It produces monthly, quarterly, yearly results and track over time as well. And you'll find that a lot with open source products, is that one simple tool builds on three or four others to come up with something even more wonderful. And Orca is a classic example of that. To look at the advantage graph, which is the daily activity, that apart from a couple of core dumps on where I had a bit of difficulty with some scripts and was filling up a couple of partitions. But yeah, good system administrators always make classic mistakes. Network monitoring. We're a website. Everything's done via the network. The network ArpWatch, which simply is a very, very simplistic tool. It simply sits on the network when contractors and other consults and so forth come in and just plug into our network. Hey, you shouldn't be on our network with that. No, no way. So it's very useful for catching that sort of action. Brendan mentioned a tool called Argus. This is not that tool. This is a very different tool. Tracks network flows. If you think of making sure that your ISP is charging you the right amounts and so forth. But it is useful as an always-on troubleshooting tool. It doesn't get used a lot, but when it is used, it's just gold. Yes? Definitely, yes. Sitting on the network sniffing. But if you were to leave Ethereal on, it's very simple in a lot of ways, but it does produce some very useful basic numbers. And most importantly, it's got very pretty graphs. That may sound like a bit of an oxymoron, but that's what management loves, is pretty graphs. So, yeah, pretty wins sometimes. The next tool, and I'm including some very expensive commercial packages in there. Very. Yeah, I know. It's kind of a funny one, that. We had one of the partner organisations had a news piece, or they were involved with bringing attention to men's health, and they had some naked men running through the streets of some town in Victoria. We're number one. I'm kind of not sure if that's to be proud of or not, but it is. That would just seem to be the phrase that people were coming up with. We had a topic page, worms in childhood. Hey presto, nice match, in people came. So it's that sort of tool that really helps you analyse how people are getting to your site. You can then say, okay, that's how they get site is not easy. Seriously not easy. We're a single entity. This is not. And give you more accurate numbers. Some of the commercial tools around that try and count visitors explode numbers beyond all reason. I've seen in one case where you could quite easily say Health Insight, it's earlier day. You know, honesty does play a part. In 3 weeks, 4 weeks' time. But if it's going to take you three or four months to get a report to say that you've got a month left on your discs, you're kind of in a world of hurt. Our reports all appear on our intranet site, which is really, really simple. No fancy. The Orca reports I mentioned earlier are reproduced every 5 minutes. The more tasks. If it's worth doing something twice, it's worth automating it. The primary tool we use to really manage the vast majority of the automation we have is a tool called rsync. Rsync is just the most amazingly wonderful tool for synchronising files between systems. Is it for sucking a lot of this information that we generate, these numbers and graphs? One of the massive advantages that we have with open source software, specifically as applied to Health Insight,